Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
And a very good Monday evening to you. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. The Lady Eagles are going to kick off this doubleheader tonight. It's SCA play. We're in Dent County. Salem Tigers and Liberty Eagles. Starting for the Salem Lady Tigers, Allison Walters, Trista Dooley, Addison Fulton, Raven Gillum, and Abby Terrell. For the Lady Eagles, Savannah Holt, Corey Lynn, Ella Phipps, Hadley Chowning, and Ashlyn Henry. The Lady Eagles are 16-8 on the year, and the Salem Lady Tigers 4-18. As earlier, we had JV girls. They picked up the win, Liberty JV girls, 41-8, and the JV boys lost 57-39. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and we'll come back with the tip-off. It's Lady Eagle basketball on the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
All right, here we go. It's varsity basketball now. It's going to start with the girls, Liberty and Salem, at center court. We've got Corey Lynn and Addison Fulton. Lady Tigers control the tip. Pitched it right wing. Lady Eagles going to play some zone. Chowning gets the tip, and the steal goes up and makes the layup. Lady Eagles on the board first. And another steal. And we've got two of them. Ella Phipps for three, in and out, tipped, and it's going to be controlled by Salem. Lady Tigers out tops. Again, they'll start right wing. Now they'll toss it in. Another turnover. Henry comes up with it and gets it to Chowning. Chowning right below us on the right sideline. Uses the crossover, takes it to the middle, kicks it back out. Phipps for three more. That's going to be just a little short. She gets her own rebound, goes up and in on the front of the rim. 4-0, Lady Eagles. They're going to extend their defense. Holt comes up with Phipps on the double team. Lady Tigers able to get through it. Puts a three up, no good. Rebound taken by the Lady Tigers. That shot put up, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lady Eagles. Phipps, left wing, right at the free throw line. Chowning kicks it back out. Holt, back to Phipps. Phipps goes in, the one-hander off the front of the rim, no good. Picked up by Lynn, goes up, her shot's blocked, and now it's going to be a loose ball. Chowning and Salem Lady Tiger collide. Are they going to call it on Walters or Chowning?
They called it out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Okay, no foul. And that's a good call.
That's a good call.
Dooley for the Lady Tigers. Gets it to Terrell. Terrell goes inside with it. Nowhere to go. Henry with the rebound. Her second outlet to Chowning. Back to Ella Phipps for three more, and she hits it. Timeout, Lady Tigers, 7-0 your score, and we've played a minute 58 seconds. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Now, the Lady Eagles played Saturday, right?
They went up to Viburnum, and Viburnum and Cuba consolidated this year. their girls program. Liberty ended up winning that contest by 850, I believe. But yeah, it was a good road win. Fought through some adversity there late and got a good solid W out of it. Well, you got tonight's game and then Thursday night, and the regular season is in the books.
Eagles again with that full court pressure. Salem able to get it across timeline. Working to the left wing, taking it to the low block. Now here's the kick out. Three put up, off the rim, no good. Phipps with the rebound. Phipps will bring it down the floor. Working against Walters. Phipps will get it to Chowning. Chowning behind the volleyball line. Chowning's going to be picked up by Dooley. Back to Phipps at the wing. Shoots it off the rim. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. And it's going to be controlled by Holt. Up, loose ball. Chowning's able to gather it back up. Keep possession alive. There's a little bumping and grinding going. No whistle. Letting them play. Savannah Holt for three. Hits the rim. No good. Phipps reads the rebound. Gets it. Puts it back in. So, a couple of offensive rebounds for Ella Phipps. Lady Tigers. At the right wing with Terrell. She takes it in, puts it up off the glass. No good. And a rebound for Henry. That's her third. Chowning takes it all the way down, puts the shot up. No good. Tipped around, and the Lady Tigers will get the rebound. Walters starts it with Gillum. Jumper's good. That's a two. She was just inside the three-point line. 9-2 now. As we sneak up on the halfway mark. Uh-oh, got numbers. 4-on-3. Chowning gets it to Holt. Holt tops the key. Back to Chowning. Hadley goes high post to Lynn. She walks.
First turnover by Liberty.
Thank Corey was... If somebody would have cut,
yeah.
It was there.
It was there.
And I think that's what she was anticipating. And then when that didn't happen, she thought, well, I'll just go score. Tip basketball, and Salem's able to gather it up. Now on the baseline, picks the dribble up, brings it back out top. Shot fake, pull up for the 10-footer. Off the rim, no good. Phipps with the rebound. Phipps on the far sideline, right in front of the Salem bench. We'll give it up to Hadley County. 9-2 is your score. Lady Eagles with the lead. There's Lynn. Goes up and in off the glass for two. 11-2. Lady Eagles. With this win, will keep their perfect record. Another turnover by Salem. Phipps gets it. Chowning takes it down. Pops it right in front of the rim for two more. 13-2. Lady Tigers all the way to the baseline. What was it?
They got a foul. On?
Really?
They got Ashlyn Henry on that one.
Well, I was staring at it. I didn't see it either. Okay. Salem Lady Tiger basketball. Inside, kicked ball, but now it's run down by Salem. They'll keep possession. Top of the key, now off to the wing. Jumper goes up. No good. Tip, and it's an offensive board for the Lady Tigers. Underneath the rim. Throws it off the foot of Chowning. It'll stay with Salem. Yeah, sometimes, you know, a player may, you know, suddenly throw that hip and it's not seen, but in the corner, jumper. Off the rim, no good. Tipped, and another rebound for the Lady Eagles, and a foul against Salem. See, checking in. That was Addison Fulton with that foul. It's her first. Tharp into the ball game for Liberty. Switch the jumper, goes up, no good. Tharp gets the rebound. Skip pass. Tharp gets it to Chowning. Tharp comes now to the elbow. Bounces it inside. It wasn't quite there. And a turnover and then a foul.
It's a good idea.
Yes.
He's just a little slow on the shifts there. Caught it in the high post looking for the low post cutter.
Eagles with the double team at timeline and jump ball.
Okay.
Liberty basketball.
Fifth Salem turnover
in
this first quarter.
2:21 to go, 13-2 Liberty. Phipps going to bring it in. It's tipped, and Phipps is able, it was touched, so she can pick it up. Takes it all the way to the rim. Goes up, can't get it to fall, but it's picked up by Ellis. And then we got a whistle, jump ball. Salem Lady Tiger basketball. Bringing it down the floor, Trista Dooley. Dooley gets it to Fulton, and that's a turnover. Liberty basketball. Salem right now is just having trouble with, you know, Liberty girl, they're just trapping everywhere,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the defensive pressure right now is giving the Lady Tigers fit.
Yeah. Not they got great size. Salem has great size, but it looks like they're really struggling with the guard play. And they're going to get a charge stalled on Lynn. That's her second.
Just extended that arm a little bit.
1:48 to go in the first, 13-2, Liberty. Appreciate all of you that's tuned in today for Liberty basketball. Uh-oh, wide open, easy bucket for Allison Walters. And it's 13-4. Downing's going to push it. I think Liberty could beat them down the floor, if you know.
Yeah.
Kick and Henry goes up and in. Ashland gets a couple.
Good penetration and dish to the post there.
Salem tosses it to the corner. Here comes the trap. Oh, now they get it inside. And there's an easy bucket. That's kind of the price you can pay, you know, trapping a lot, is you're going to give up some wide open looks. 15-6, Liberty, under a minute to go. Chowney. Sharp for three, hits the rim, no good. Phipps gets the rebound. Back to Tharp. Tharp at the wing. Phipps for three more. Good. That's her second three of the first. She's got 10 points. 18-6. 37 seconds to go. Salem with the basketball. Long pass to the corner on the baseline. Bounces it in. Henry with the defense. And Salem throws it away. 28 seconds, so the Lady Eagles have plenty of time. So checking in, Gracie Mendenhall, Rebecca Phipp, and Brianna Pace. Liberty tosses it in to Hadley. Counting with 20 seconds on, takes it all the way down, shoots and bounces it off the glass for two more. Hadley with six. 14 seconds to go. 20-6 is your score. Lady Eagles with the lead. Toss. Now they get it inside. Shot up off the glass. No good. Bounced around. It's a loose ball. It's going to be gathered up by Salem. And that's the end of the first. Lady Eagles lead 20-6. We'll come back with the second. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Save on your next full synthetic oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 Part City gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $34.95. Stop by your Part City Auto Parts store today or visit PartCityAuto.com.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Parts City.
All right, welcome back. Well, Tyler, what did you see in the first quarter?
All the transition game in Liberty is just kind of the determining factor of this game right now, the guard play. You'll see great size on the Salem side of the ball. They're just a little short on ball handling, and it's really hurt them there in that first quarter.
Lady Eagles get the basketball to start, and they get hit with the walk.
Twenty to six.
Like you were saying earlier, you know, coming into this game, Liberty's 5-0 in the SBA. Salem's 1-4. So both teams, I think Salem's got Mountain Grove later this week to finish out their SBA schedule, and Liberty will have Thayers to finish out the.
Oh, and Salem turns it over trying to inbound it. Yeah. So, I mean, they'll have to find a way, because what do you do if you're not able to play the game? You give them both a share?
Right.
I mean, short jumper goes up, no good. Nice job. Tharp following her shot, gets the rebound, brings it out to Phipps. Phipps loses it, and it's picked up by Salem. Dooley with the basketball, takes it down to the low block, double team. Oh, that's not a push.
Don't bail them out. It's pretty good defense.
Yeah.
Getting back and going straight up.
Salem Lady Tiger basketball. Foul was on Jaylee Tharp. And Salem turns it over. Chowning. Long pass down the floor underneath. Ellett has to pull it back out. Fitz catches. Phipps takes it in, shoots, she's fouled, she'll shoot two. The team has scored here in the 50 seconds in, but Ella Phipps has an opportunity to change that from the line. First one's good. Lady Eagles received the 2 seed in the district tournament. So they won't play next week till Thursday.
Correct. They'll get the winner of the Licking Houston game.
Phipps makes them both. 22-6 Liberty. Eagles trap at the timeline, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Salem. Yeah, Salem, it's
they
don't have a ball handle.
Yeah, they're really struggling to get the ball up the floor.
They got size, just jumper put up, no good. Phipps gets the rebound. Chowney goes baseline. Now Tharp gives it up. Ellett kisses it off the glass for two. And Tharp picks up her second foul. Tigers on the far side with Pip. Pip picks the dribble up. Nice pass inside. Oh, misses the chipper, but they get the rebound, and the putback is good for Abby Terrell. And it's 24-8. Chowning. Pip for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Walters. Walters will cross the timeline. Oh. Pitches it to the wing. Jumper put up, no good. Phipps with the rebound. Oh, there's four. Long pass down the floor. Here's a three. It's going to be short. Rebound taken by Liberty. And, of course, I didn't put these girls in the book. Here's a shot up and in. Chowning for two more.
That was Lillian Walton there with the rebound.
14.
Heads with a little kiss off the glass there.
Walton?
Yeah.
Lillian.
Chloe Jester into the ball game as well for the Lady Eagles. She's putting pressure out top right now on Gillum. And Salem Lady Tigers throw it away. Well, I tell you, it's
rough when
you don't
have a go-to ball handler.
Because, you know, you look at Liberty. Liberty's got a bunch of guards.
Yeah.
And they don't really have any bigs. And now Salem, they got all kinds of bigs. They don't have any guards. Shot up, no good, foul, and Liberty will go to the line.
And Salem's young.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have a single senior on this roster. Most of them are juniors and sophomores. Got three juniors, and the rest are sophomores and freshmen.
Chloe Jester at the line to shoot two. 26-8 is where we're at on the scoreboard, and it's going to stay that way, but Chloe will get another shot. One is no good. Rebound taken by the Salem Lady Tigers. Tossing it to the corner underneath. Shot goes up, no good. Phipps with the rebound. Loose ball, and Liberty will keep possession of it. Chowning takes it down the middle of the floor. Nice bounce pass. Up and in for two, and that's Walton. 28-8, Lady Eagles. Salem gets it inside, goes up, and in for two. That was a nice little set right there for Fulton. Lady Eagles bring it down the floor. Phipps catches. Phipps to Chowning. Chowning works the left side, now pulls it back out, kicks it from the free throw line. Jumper is up, no good by Ellett. And Salem turns it over. 4:24 to go. Sneaking up on the halfway mark here in the first half. Phipps is going to come to the bench. And who's that? Morgan Smith.
Yes, Morgan Smith.
Checks in. Delaney Ellett will inbound. Tosses it in to Hadley. 4:20 on the clock. In the second, 28-10. Smith brings it back to Channing. Channing will back up, reassess the defense. Cheats over here to the right side. Free throw line. Shot put up. No good. Rebound, Lady Eagles. And it's a loose ball, jump ball. Possession, Errol Liberty.
Going to stay with Liberty.
Ella Phipps going to check back in for Delaney Ellett.
Delaney Ellett.
Smith for three. It's good. Morgan Smith bombs one. 31-10. 3:40 to go in the half. Lady Tigers with the basketball looking for some points. Getting it inside. No good. Ooh, boy, missing a chipper. Rebound, Lady Eagles. Chowning to the corner. Smith is feeling it. She attacks, shoots, no good. And there's going to be a foul. That's going to be on Wolf. She's like, what did I do? Well,
yeah, that was a good drive there by Morgan. Just a little size challenged.
Yeah. Like I said, we got a lot of guards.
Yep. Yeah, she's a good dribble drive. She just got in there and had some longer arms. Gardner.
Lady Tigers will start it with Fulton. Oh, Fulton again. Gibbs goes up with Gillum. Gillum's fouled. They've run that.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous times, and Liberty's not been able to counter it.
Well, Liberty switched to a man-to-man that trip down the floor.
Ashlyn Henry back into the ballgame. 3:06 on the clock. Raven Gillum shooting a couple. First one's no good. Raven Gillum makes the second one. 31-21, Liberty. 3 minutes to go in the half. Chowney zips it to the corner. Smith catches. Back to Chowney. Take that three, Hadley. Nope. She's going to pump fake, shoot, and drive. She's got 10 now. She had 6 in the first. She's got 4 here in the second. 33-11. I thought she'd shot.
I was kind of hoping for it.
Lady Tigers with Dooley. Dooley spins it over to Gillum and turns it over. Long pass down the floor. Up, no good, but going to the line, Chloe Jester. Her second trip to the line. See if she can make these two. 2:20 to go in the half. Early varsity basketball games on a Monday because old man Winter's going to show up tomorrow afternoon. And, you know, we're looking at anywhere in our neck of the woods, the Liberty School District. We're looking at anywhere from, 5 to 9 inches. Second one, no good. Rebound, though, goes to Liberty. Roads are going to be really slick. And the hazardous part about all this storm that's coming in is going to be how much wind we get. It's going to make visibility low.
Good luck.
Yeah, Ashlyn Henry gets 2 more. She's got 4. Nice feed inside.
Little kiss off the window there.
35-11, just under 2 minutes to go. Inside. Oh, Ashlyn did a good job defending that. Tip, takeaway, off to Phipps. Phipps is going all the way down. She'll kick it out. Here's a 3.
Ooh.
It's good. That's her second by Morgan Smith. She's got 6. 38-11. Salem with the basketball. 5. Ooh, that was close to a 5-second call. Lady Tigers take it inside. Shot put up. No good. They get their rebound. Walters pulls one up and in. She's got 4. 38-13. 70 seconds to go in the half. Phipps. Back to Smith at the wing. She likes that spot. Gets it to Chowney. 60 seconds to go in the half. Off to Phipps. Phipps for 3. That's good. Her 3 of the quarter. 5th 3 of the half. 41-13, 45 seconds to go in the half. Tips basketball, County gets a piece of it, but it's gathered up by Salem, and there's another turnover. Phipps comes up with it. Liberty gets it right back. And now we got a foul. That's going to be on Jester, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. You got Allie Merritt checking in, number 10 for Liberty.
At the line, Allison Walters. First one, no good. Allison will get another shot at it. 29 seconds on the clock. And the second one is up and it's good. Allison Walters, 5 points for her Lady Tigers in the half. 41-14, 23 seconds to go. Phipps into the corner to Merritt. Back to Phipps. Out top to Smith. Off to Chapp. Working down low in the post is Walton. Down to 8 seconds. County drives, kicks into the corner. Smith now, she drives, goes up, shot blocked. And that's going to do it for the half. Lady Eagles with the lead, 41
8-14. Hey, coming up after this game, we got another varsity contest. It'll be varsity boys. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and go through first half stats. You're listening. The Lady Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
96.9 The Fox.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468-546. NMLS 218-0321. Company NMLS 227-262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Lady Eagles with the lead, 41-14, going through the scoring for Salem. Allison Walters with 5, Addison Bolton with 4, Raven Gillum with 3, and Abby Terrell with 2. Salem Lady Tigers turned it over 14 times in the first half, scored 6 in the first, 8 in the second, and they've got a total of 7 rebounds, 4 defensive rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds. Lady Eagles, Delaney Ellett with 2, Corey Lynn with 2, Morgan Smith with 6, Ella Phipps with 15, Hadley Chowning with 10, Ashlyn Henry with 2, and Lillian Walton with 4. Lady Eagles scored 20 in the first, 21 in the second, turned it over 5 times. Lady Eagles had 11 defensive rebounds, 5 offensive rebounds in the first half.
Liberty goes 5 of 10 from behind the 3 line, so 50%.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Salem 0 for 3 from the 3-point line. But yeah, you're pretty much covered it there. Liberty came into the game averaging about 53 points a game. So, yeah, we're well on track for that. But, you know, Salem's just having a rough time getting the ball down the floor. I mean, granted, the lack of guard play and then the defensive pressure that Liberty's put on, you know, the full court pressure, just kind of exposes that weakness of their team right now.
Yeah. 41-14 at the half. Lady Eagles with the lead. We'll come back with the second half. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Need to know weather.
Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Double H in the Weather Center with an update. Calling for tonight, we'll have a chance of some snow overnight, but a way better chance of snow for tomorrow. Our snow chances will increase to 80%, then 100% Tuesday night. Possibly heavy snow. Tuesday's high 28, Wednesday partly sunny and 20.
Severe weather can damage your roof. Now is a perfect time to call A&A Quality Roofing to have your roof inspected. Preventative service helps ensure you get peak performance and longevity from your roof. A&A Quality Roofing takes great pride in their work with 5-star customer approval ratings for roof siding, seamless gutters, and spray foam insulation. Raise your standards.
When severe weather hits,
Know that the crews at Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative are here to help. Dispatch is available 24/7, 365 days a year for you to report an outage or down line. You can also report outages on the Smart Hub mobile app or your iPhone or Android device or on our website. Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative wants to keep everyone safe during severe weather. Watch our Facebook page for updates during outages and always stay away from down power lines. This message brought to you by Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there.
In West Plains and in Houston.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby, State Farm is there.
In West Plains and in Houston.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, here we are as we get ready for the second half of the Varsity Girls Contest, Liberty and Salem. 41-14 is your score. Lady Eagles with the lead. Salem will get the basketball. Lady Tigers will bring it in at half court. Sets it into the corner, gets it inside, kicks it back outside. Back out to the top of the key. Reset. Tip basketball run down by Salem. Gillum brings it out top. Inside the free throw line. Tosses it to the corner. One-hand floater goes up, no good. Loose ball. Ashlyn Hendricks. Nice job. Ashlyn, this has been a really good game for Ashlyn. Phipps takes it up. Can't get it to fall, and the rebound's going to be taken by Salem. Tips. County gets a piece of it. Stays with Salem. Lady Eagles are electing not to press here in the second half. High post, back out top. Salem looking inside, bounce pass. And block, now it's a loose ball, but it's going to be picked up by Salem. That's a good adjustment by the Lady Tigers. They're going inside. There's a drive, another block shot, and Lynn gets it, and she's going to be forced out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. A lot of people will moan and groan about that, but it's like, okay, look, either it's a foul and it's Liberty basketball,
right,
or it's just Liberty basketball, no foul. Phipps. Chowning. Dishes, nice dish. And there's an easy bucket. Who's 32?
22.
That's, oh, okay, I got that. Shelby.
Yeah. Shelby Holt.
43-14, Lady Eagles. Shot up, no good. Rebound taken by the Lady Tigers. That's up, no good. Loose ball, now it's a scrum. And jump ball, Liberty basketball. Now Salem is going to try and press. I don't know that they want to do that.
I was going to say, you're guarding on the wrong side.
Up and in, count it, Corey Lynn. Yeah, I don't know if
didn't have anybody over the top.
No. See if they do it again. Walters for the Lady Tigers. To Dooley. Dooley goes inside. And a foul called from back here below us. Is that on Shelby?
They got it. Corey. Corey Lynn.
That's her third.
Her third.
Lady Tigers bring it in. Throws the shot up. Off the mark. No good. And that's going to be on Shelby Holt. Her first. Team foul number two. And that's going to get Delaney Ellett into the ball game. Delaney comes in for Corey Lynn. Inside shot up and another foul. Well, that is three fouls here, just like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, and this one trip.
Yeah, three fouls in one trip.
We're going to get Delaney on that one.
Free throw by Allison Walters. First one is good. And she'll get another. Shot is up. It's in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Ellett. Phipps to Chowney. Back to Phipps. Top of the key for three. Off the rim, no good. And Lady Tigers with the rebound. Tigers with numbers. Inside, up and in for two. If they had a guard that could get the ball inside, you know, that the Liberty kind of comes out a little flat, a little lackadaisical on the defensive side, and bucket's good. So Ellett with the drive and the bucket draws the contact. Yeah, you'd like to see them keep their foot on the gas.
Kind of keep the foot on the gas, get through the third, and then you can coast through the fourth.
Yeah. Old-fashioned three, no good. Rebound. Phipps goes up. That's no good. And the rebound taken by Salem, and another foul by Liberty. That's their fourth. We got 5 minutes to go. That'll slow things down.
Going to get Delaney Ellett on that one also. So she's picked up her second here in this third.
Lady Tigers. High post. Free throw line jumper goes up. No good. And the rebound. That's a foul. First foul on Salem. Savannah Holt came up with it.
They're going to get Gracie Mendenhall on that one. That's her first.
47-17. Liberty. Ellett. Phipps. Three more. Good. Ella Phipps with 18 now in the game. 50-17. The running clock. Lady Tigers out behind the three-point line. They're wanting to get it inside. Here's a short jumper. That's off the rim, no good. Phipps with the rebound. Long pass down the floor. We've got a Lady Salem Tiger down on the floor. Spin move. Counting goes up and in. Nice spin by Adley. And, coming out is number 11, Addison Fulton. She hit the deck pretty hard. Checking in is
Allison McDonald.
Allison McDonald. Yep. Mendenhall turns it over. Here comes Chowney. Front of the rim, high off the glass, no good. Long rebound. Controlled by Liberty. Savannah Holt comes up with it. Here's a short jumper. Savannah Holt with another rebound. Gets it to Chowney. Chowney back to Holt. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound Ellett. Ellett dishes it off to Phipps. That's three offensive rebounds right there. Chowney right plus catches. Bounces it to Phipps. Phipps picks the dribble up and gets called for the walk. .329 to go.
Jaylee Tharp checks in for Savannah Holt.
Is Jaylee? Nope, Jaylee's not scored yet. Maybe he'll get her a bucket here. Baseline inside, shot up, and in. It's good.
Good basket for McDonald.
Yeah, see, I don't have it. Is that 24 or
34?
34. Yeah, I don't have a 34. Okay. Liberty can't get it to go. Here come the Salem Tigers. Allison Walters. And they're going to throw it away. Boy, you can have as good a bigs as there is in a conference in a district, but if you don't have the guards.
Yeah, if you don't have somebody that can penetrate and get it to them.
Handle pressure,
it's
yeah.
It's rough. It's rough.
52-19, Lady Eagles. 2:40 to go in the third. Oh.
Tharp hit the deck hard.
She got her heel got stepped on. That's going to be on Mendenhall. That's her second. Liberty basketball. On the baseline, Delaney Ellett will toss it in. gets it to Chowning. Chowning at the wing, back to Ellett. Ellett goes baseline, feeds it to Lynn. Lynn back out to Chowning. Chowning gets it to Phipps. Phipps leans in, shoots, no good.
Calder for travel called for the walk.
52-19, 2:25 to go in the third. Coming up right after this game, Varsity Boys basketball. And then it's Prime Rib Monday at Sally's.
J.B. Malone.
Okay. I'm good. It's been a while since, you know, had some prime rib. 2:20 to go in the third, 52-19. Shooting a couple free throws. Allison Walters, big thank you to West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Liberty Branch. First one is good. Also, USA Mortgage in Mountain View, Taylor Ruval Chevrolet, Justin Shelby, your State Farm insurance agent. Second one is good. So 9 points for Allison Walters. SBU, Southwest Baptist University, Simmons Bank, Shelter Insurance, see Andrea McNew, Ozarks Healthcare, Ozarks Trading Post. Randy's got all kinds of goodies in there, from musical instruments to guns and ammo, Mountain View Auto Parts, Greg's Body Shop, Current Incorporated, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, The Anchor. Here's a drive by Chowning on the baseline. She gets two more. 14 in the game for Hadley. Birch Street Bank, a branch of Alton Bank and Able Insurance. Salem at the other end. Loose ball, but it's gathered back up by Salem. In traffic, back outside. Three puts up, no good. And the rebound taken by Ellett. Ellett to Chowning. Chowning finds the lane, dishes it to Farf. Tharp brings it to Phipps. Phipps back over to Ellett. Ellett with the floater goes up. No good. It's blocked. Picked up by Salem. Taken away by Chowning and kisses it off the glass for two more.
Having with another steal in the bucket.
Yeah. That's 4 points in two seconds.
Yep.
58-20 and another steal. This one by Phipps. Phipps stops and pops for two more. Ella with 20 now. Hadley with 18. 60-21 and another turnover. Liberty basketball. 55 seconds to go. 60-21, Lady Eagles. Hadley's going to come out. She found a quarter on the floor and stuck it in the official's pocket.
Yeah.
Smith used the dribble. Tharp back out top. Tharp catches, looks for a lane, gets it to Smith. Spacing's not very. Now let's get that spacing sorted out here. Tharp holds, uses the dribble, skips it. Ellett. Ellett goes inside the Tharp. Tharp goes off the glass. No good. 20 seconds to go in the third. 60-21. Salem Lady Tigers try to go inside. Well, they get it there. Now can you finish? Shot goes up. No good. A foul, and Addison Fulton will shoot two.
They got number 32. Two Dara Daniels on that foul.
First one's good. Second one is on the way. And lane violation.
That's going to be a push in the back.
Okay.
Yeah. On Walters.
Yep, that's, I got that as her first. It
yep.
is. And there's a double team. Tharp's going to dribble through that ball. Liberty's got numbers. Smith for three. Up, no good. Tipped around, and the rebound's going to be controlled by Fulton. And that's the end of the third. Liberty, 60. Salem, 22. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
To 22, Lady Eagles, and the turbo clock will be in effect. The instant that the ball is touched in play, the clock will not stop until Salem gets it under 30 points.
Yes, yes.
Six players.
Six players.
No technical. Alright, so Adley Chowning with the basketball. Phipps catches. Oh, Ashlyn Henry can't hang on to it. But there's a turnover taken right back by Tharp. And Earthshot's blocked, and it's picked up by Salem. Lady Tigers started at the wing. Have they even attempted a three?
They've shot three in the first half.
Okay. From the elbow, off the rim, no good. Tharp gets the rebound. Takes it down the floor. Into the corner. Gets it right back. Chowning. Phipps. Phipps takes it in the paint. And, yep, jump ball. Possession arrow, Salem.
Got that for the 10th Liberty turnover.
Two, five, I got nine. Missed one somewhere. 6:40 to go. Salem with the basketball. And Phipps gonna get hit with the foul. That's just Ella's first that I have. Yep, and it is on the scoreboard. Salem on the baseline to inbound. Out top, knocked away by Chowning. Stays with Salem, but now they'll bring it in on the sideline. Tosses it into the corner. Phipps comes up with defense. Brings it back out, caught by Terrell. Tip knocked away. Liberty comes up with it. Three in and out rattles around the rim by Phipps. Loose ball. It's going to be Liberty basketball. Actually, it should be Salem because Ella did just get
it.
She did. She did, for real. But that's... the officials didn't see it. Eagle basketball. Chowning at the volleyball line. Tosses it underneath. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. Phipps brings it to Chowning. Chowning looks for a lane, goes up and in for two more. 20-point night for Hadley Chowning now. Got two players with 20 on the night. 62-22. You win a lot of ball games. You got two players scoring 20.
Sure will.
Foul underneath, and that's going to send Salem to the line. Abby Terrell will shoot a couple for the Lady Tigers. Savannah Holt picks up her first. First free throw's no good. Clock is running with 4:25 on it. Coming up next, it's going to be varsity boys. The Salem varsity boys team makes me a little nervous, Tyler.
They got some size.
Well, they play very physical. Second one is no good. Rebound Liberty, and Liberty has struggled with physical teams. Uh oh, all alone underneath. Liberty can't get the chipper. Gets the rebound. Fifth is able to put it up and in. That's their 10th off Liberty's 10th offensive rebound. And there's another steal. I mean, steals Hadley got.
He got six.
Two more. Hey, Jaylee Tharp is in the scoreboard. She got the bucket.
And that was Hadley's 10th assist.
Salem goes to the elbow, now tosses it out. Three put up, no good. Phipps with another rebound. Ellett gets it. Gives it back to Phipps. Tharp catches. Tharp's going to go to the rim. Off the glass, no good. Rebound taken. And for three, it's up, it's no good. And the rebounds will be taken by Dooley. 3 minutes to go, 66-22 inside tip. Another Salem turnover.
Got that for 23.
5, 10, 15. Yep, 23. That's what I got.
Liberty going to empty the bench here. We got Allie Merritt checking in. Jordan Toon.
Corey Lynn stays on the floor. Though.
Yep, Corey, Delaney Ellett still in the game. We've got Delaney Ellett, Morgan Smith, Allie Merritt, Jordan Toon, Corey Lynn.
Smith with the basketball, bringing it down the floor. Goes inside, and it sticks around, turned over. Salem at the other end, top of the key, works to the wing, now back off to the corner. Floating it inside, and it just it was floating over the hands and fingertips of multiple players, and now it's a jump ball, Liberty basketball, under 2 minutes to go. And that 20 is Chloe Jester comes in for Corey Lynn. No, for Ellen. Smith gets the inbound pass. To push it down the floor. Works behind the volleyball line. 90 seconds to go. Smith finds the lane. Oh, the cutter was a little too quick. Who's number one?
Jordan Toon.
That was a good job by Smith. It was there. But the cut to the basket was, and I'd rather see that than not cutting at all.
Absolutely.
Salem turns it over. Lady Eagles try to feed it to Lynn. Loose ball, but Lynn's able to gather it up. Skip pass across, shoot that thing. Oh, high dribble.
Yeah, it was.
She was thinking she would have shot it. She's like, I had a shot right there. And Corey Lynn comes out and checking in number 20. Or no, Chloe's already in there. Another turnover. And Liberty on a fast break. Smith, though, will pull it back. They'll let the clock run out. 66-22, your final score. Lady Eagles are now 17-8. and moved to 6-0 in the SCA. And, you know, again, 20-win season is...
Yep, you got to win a couple in the district. You got to win...
Well, you got to win. You got to win Thursday.
Yeah, you got to win Thursday. You got to win Thursday,
and then you got to win your two district games.
Yep,
which would mean you're district champ.
Yep,
and a 20-win season, an SCA championship, and a district championship. That is a darn good year.
I wear that hat.
I'd wear that shirt, that hat, that hoodie, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So looking at the scoring. For Salem, Allison Walters had 9, Addison Fulton 7, Raven Gillum 3, and Abby Terrell with 2, and Pace with 2, 7, 14, 19, 25 turnovers. They had, 8, 9, 10, 11, only 12 rebounds total.
Mm.
And I probably missed a couple here and there, but I'm pretty close.
Yeah.
You know, they're close, but they didn't do a good job on the boards. For Liberty, Jaylee Tharp with 2, Delaney Ellett with 4, Corey Lynn with 4, Shelby Holt with 2. Morgan Smith with 6. 22 for Ella Fitz. 20 for Hadley Towning. Ashlyn Henry with 2. Lillian Walton with 4. I had Liberty with 15 defensive rebounds in offensive boards. 25 total.
Yeah. Yeah, Ella Fitz had 6 rebounds by herself. Hadley comes up with 4 boards. Ashlyn Henry with 4 boards. Hadley goes for 10 assists with 6 steals. Ella went, she had 4 steals. I mean, it was a very,
yeah,
very solid outing for the Liberty Lady Eagles tonight.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with the Varsity Boys contest. That's coming up in about 10 minutes right here on the Pop 96.9.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.